Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama.
Drama. All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. I, of course, want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Give me a holler. I want to holler at you. You holler at me, I'll holler back. We can have an open dialogue and talk about this and that from sneakers to hats. And if you're a little too afraid to give me a call, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. As always, my absent homie, Mr. J, he would love for you to email him some thong shots. You know, he wanted me to remind y'all that as he recovers from his mental illness, called mental, my brain is small. Oh, I didn't say that out loud, did I? Anyway, Ms. Drama wants all the naked guy pictures also. So feel free to not email those unless you have her direct email, which I wish I had, because I would give it to you and you could send her all your juicy mail. Anyway, if you want to, you can. Just don't send it to me, because I'm a clown you. And I know Photoshop, so you don't want none. As always, you know, I always start off with the things that crazy people do. And one of the crazier things that I've seen was in Portland, Oregon. These kids, they had mortar shells, you know, which are, for those of you who don't know what a mortar shell is, it's a bomb. It was undetonated. It's an old military mortar shell. And they found it in the Portland Wildlife Refuge. And they took it to play with. See, this is why kids, you need to learn, you know, kids don't want to learn history and whatnot. See, because you learn history, then you'll know what a mortar shell is, and you won't play with the mortar shell, because a mortar shell is a bomb, and it will blow your ass up. And that goes for adults also. If it looks like a bomb, kind of feels like a bomb, don't play with it. This is a Smooth Drama public service announcement. Playing with bombs is not cool. You might get lucky like these kids did and not have it explode, but some of y'all will shake it, whatever, try to open it up, see what's in it. Like, oh, I can sell this, you know, the crackhead move and blow yourself up. Just a helpful hint. Don't blow yourselves up. It would not be cool. And I'm guessing it wouldn't be a good look. I don't think ever blowing yourself up would be a good look. Sort of like going and breaking into somebody's house and taking a selfie with the victim's phone. That's not a good idea also. And, you know, when I first started reading these stories, when I first started doing Smooth Drama, and I thought, nah, some of this stuff is made up. People can't be that stupid. But then, you know, when you work certain jobs and you work with the public and you see that, yeah, they actually can be that stupid. Mentally challenged, I would call it. You know, this dude, he entered a home and grabbed a phone and accidentally activated a video app. And he recorded himself standing there before he took off with the, I mean, and then the girl remotely accessed the video. And for you thieves, you know these phones have tracking devices. People can remotely access these phones, whatnot. Don't take them. Leave them be. Do you really need to steal the phone? You can get a phone for free. You got to steal a phone? It ain't worth nothing. Everybody knows that they could be activated, so your dumb ass took a chance, and now you all on the police blotter. The police done put it all out, and they're hoping to get your name. And everybody brags about the stop snitching movement, but we all know there's always a snitch. And I can't say I'm against snitching in the neighborhood because, quite frankly, none of y'all are Malcolm X or the Black Panthers. Y'all just some dumb asses who need to get caught up. And if you broke into somebody's house and took a selfie, a video, and then you ain't even taking, if you're going to take a video, man, you got to get naked and anyway. I'm not going to say that. But it was a thought. You know, if you're going to take a video, get naked. Just get naked. Or you can do like homie in Michigan who broke into this dude's house and told him, hey, you're going to smoke some weed with me right now. Put a knife through his throat. Like, hey, I'm breaking in and I'm going to make you smoke some weed with me. Now, that's kind of crazy. I'm wrong because I'm understating it because I say kind of. When it is crazy, you break into somebody's house and you're trying to make them get high with you. And, you know, I don't know what to say on that one because it's kind of tough. You break in and you tell somebody to smoke weed with you. That's amazing. That is very, very amazing. And to count it all out, he didn't even get to smoke weed because he put the knife down to smoke the weed. Dude grabs the knife and runs out. And so he gets caught up. And you go to jail because you broke. Now, I don't smoke weed, but I'm guessing that you, if you got homies, you probably know how to put a knife to their throat to make them smoke weed with you. If you just wanted somebody 2 a.m. smoke weed with you, you could call up any of the homies. Like, hey, I mean, now my homies know they couldn't call me, but the point is, you can call the homie and say, hey, let's smoke some weed. And more likely, because if you're a weed head, you're more likely to hang out with weed heads. And so they would be more than ready to, like, come over. What? Oh, you got some? Cool. Let's smoke. Let's see, crazy people don't think like that. And I apologize to the crazy people for thinking that you think. Not that you're really caring that I think you're crazy, because you probably don't think you're crazy. But as I just pointed out, if you feel the need to threaten folks to smoke with you nowadays, with as many smokers as there are out there, I mean, you could have picked up any little crackhead out on the street. Like, yo, you want to hit this blunt with me, chief? They've been like, yeah, dog, this sounds like a good idea. And y'all could have tongue kissed. I mean, because basically, when you're smoking, it's almost like you're like kissing each other because you're putting your lips on in the same spot. Ain't that, I mean, no homo. I'm not trying to disparage people who like smoke weed, whatnot. and like, you know, puff puff pass, whatnot. But you know, when fellas be puff puff pass and put it on their lips and then they pass to the next homie, it's like, for me, I haven't done it. Maybe there's a way where you're not sharing saliva or nothing like that. You just, whatever, I don't know, you're on the dry part of your lips, but that whole, I'm kissing you, that's what it seems like to me, that y'all kissing each other. I could be wrong. I could be very, very wrong. Maybe you're not kissing each other. You're just, yeah, you're sharing the blunt. And you're putting your lips on the same thing that the other person put their lips on. And if it's a bunch of y'all, it's like y'all all are passing. It's like an orgy, but like a kissing orgy. Maybe. I don't know. If there's a weed head that wanna holler at me, 347-826-7435, you can tell me whether or not you like putting your lips on it. Is it like on the dry part of your lips? Is it on the wet part of your lips? I'm just curious. I have seen it done, but haven't experienced it, and so I don't know, because I see it go in there. I see you get, and your lips is on there, and you got to huff, you got to get it in there. So maybe it's not enough saliva where you're like tongue kissing, but it's just enough to where you're like, it's like soft pecks. Technically, allegedly, you're soft pecking each other when you puff puff passing. I don't know. But I'm going to move on because that's, some people might think, oh, smooth, you tripping. I'm just saying, hey, that's my thoughts. Also, crazy thing that people do, there's a report where the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, are warning people not to get too cuddly with their chickens and don't kiss them. And these are the words from the CDC. We do not recommend snuggling or kissing the birds or touching them to your mouth, because that is certainly one way people become infected with salmonella. While poultry do appear clean, they do carry bacteria. And the CDC says there's been an uptick in salmonella infections from live poultry and is linked to more people keeping fowl like chickens, ducks, and turkeys in their backyards. And they say like 180 people have contracted it in the U.S. And that's according to the CDC, and 33 of them had to be hospitalized. Yeah. So, you people out there, and I have neighbors who have chickens who feel the need to wake up at the ass crack of dawn every morning. And I'm like, unfortunately, they are not in sight. Because if they were, I mean, I'm not saying that I would do it. But if somebody had a BB gun and they allegedly accidentally shot an early rising chicken who just happened to be up making noise, I would not necessarily complain about it. I definitely wouldn't snitch, because I don't know if that's, well, it's a crime technically, but sometimes when you don't have to get up early in the morning and there's somebody that's getting you up early in the morning because they feel the need to get up at the ass crack of dawn and cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo, over and over again, maybe a warning shot, maybe, if that happened, and if it happened to hit the chicken, turkey, duck, well, ducks don't do it, and turkeys just gobble, gobble, but that's a whole other story, gobbling, or they gobbling, turkeys are expert gobblers. Anyway, my mind is all over the gutter. So please, if you're out there listening, if you know somebody, you're out there listening who has fowl, tell them don't kiss the chicken. And if you have it, chicken, turkey, duck. If you got a pet in general and you're kissing them, I don't know. I mean, that's like one of my deal breakers. You know, somebody have a pet and they like, kissing the dog in the mouth, kissing the cat in the mouth. And these animals, they're like licking their own balls and vagina and asshole. You know, I mean, you see them all the time. They deep in the crevice. I mean, they are in the crevice of their own crack. And that's what you kiss. You know, some dogs and cats, they got them long tongues. They get all up in there. They get it clean. They get it all. And you just like, fluffy, I love you. Salmonella. And then you got that fecal matter on your lips. And you passing, you know, I'll call it fecalitis. You passing fecalitis on to the family, because then you go and kiss your kid on the jaw. Your kid get kissed by somebody else on the jaw. It's just like fecal matter just getting spread, just dog and cat fecal matter. It's like salmonella. So I'm like, I don't even want to kiss nobody on the jaw if they got a pet, because you could have fecal jaw. Maybe that's a new condition I just made up, fecal jaw. Anyway, on that note, me thinks I need to take a break. And since I'm taking a break, I'm going to go with the homies. And since I'm on that theme, this is Radio Galaxy. Smells like.
together you got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the homies Radio Galaxy. Smells like something. And speaking of smelling like something, I was reading about Target. And you know that Target suing four men who helped stop a mentally ill man from stabbing people. I mean, there's this guy, Michael Turner, who went after a homeless man, a mentally ill Pittsburgh man. He stabbed the guy, well, stabbed his homie in the shoulder. And then he went inside the Target and he grabbed the little girl, Allison Meadows, and threatened to stab her. And they stopped him. You know, that's some, like, real-life heroism-type shit. You know, you stop somebody from stabbing somebody, bam, you're supposed to be a hero. But instead, Target, in their infinite wisdom, are doing the do and suing the homies because, you know, they're dicks like that. Supreme dicks like that. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, you're suing. You're suing people for doing good. It's like, wow. You can't even do nothing good. You get sued. So it's cool to let people get stabbed. I mean, that's where we at. You know, and they're cool with setting an example. I mean, kids looking like, oh, if I help somebody, I'm going to get sued. It's like you're a security guard at a store. If you actually chase after the guy and detain him, you can get fired from your job. I mean, how many times have we seen that? I'm like, so doing the right thing, doing good is bad and is a fireable or getting sued offense. Because, you know, the thought of just I'm going to do the right thing and you encouraging folks to do the right thing is just the wrong thing. Shout out to Target. Good job. Y'all are role models for the people. A store that we can love and trust and know that if you're somebody getting assaulted in Target or whatnot, nobody's going to come to help you because they're going to be fearful of getting fired or getting sued. So you're just shit out of luck. Thanks, Target. I'm going to move on. To something more fun. Hackers have threatened to out like 37 million users of the cheating website AshleyMadison.com and EstablishMen.com. I guess they're both websites where you can, Ashley Madison's website tagline is "Life is short, have an affair." And they boast to have more than 37.5 million users worldwide. I guess this Sunday, the owner, the Toronto-based Avid Life Media, they confirmed that data had been stolen from the company, including their user databases, financial records, and other proprietary information. meaning the jig is up. So if you own Ashley Madison and you got that secret site on there, that's your ass. Your shit is coming out. I hope you didn't have no facial pictures of that favorite tattoo of your ass cheeks, or with the heart or the lips on it, or whatever. I don't know. Whatever people put on there. I mean, that's the reason why if I'd have had one of them profiles, I'd have just put a picture of my dick up. Just boom. Hey, you recognize this? I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to laugh, but it's just funny. You know, the hackers, they decided, they explained why they decided to target Avid Life Media, because the firm has allegedly been aligning the customers with their full delete feature on Ashley Madison. The site gives customers the option to delete their profile and usage history for a $19 fee. However, the hackers claim that while a customer's profile information is removed, their credit card details remain online. So they say full delete netted Avid Life Media $1.7 million in revenue in 2014. And they say it's a complete lie. They say users almost always pay with credit card. I mean, how else could they pay? I don't think they accepting checks online. And their purchase details are not removed as promised, and they include the real name and address, which, of course, is the most important information. So, yeah. If you're on there and you removed it, or even if you didn't remove it, hey, it's out. Just hope that whoever you with ain't web savvy. As if they are, they about to see you. You getting scared. Don't get scared, because y'all about to break up. Unless your game is tight and you like, hey, remember that girl I was telling you about? Remember that guy I was telling you about? They put my stuff up. Just a thought. If you want to use that one, if you think that can work. Just saying. If it works, it works. You can send a check of $19 to me here, Smooth Drama. Oh, yeah, that's funny. Anyway, Ashley Madison. People use that. Are there people who actually pay? You actually pay to like hook up? You know, I'm just curious. I always wondered if people like you really actually pay to get some online. I've stated many times before my thoughts on it. It's like, I don't understand the concept. You got to pay to actually have somebody like want to talk to you. I'd like to think that I could get a conversation with somebody, because I can, because I'm a conversationalist, and you like to think that other people can converse with others also. Anyway, speaking of conversing, also, is my favorite state, Florida, where a man suffered a beating when his angry girlfriend caught him viewing porn after he promised he would stop. She was arrested. Delia Preem was arrested with misdemeanor domestic battery after she awoke him with a slap to the face. And, you know, she was upset. She found him watching porn after she videoed him. And then she pushed him into bed and refused to throw stuff and proceeded to throw stuff at him. And, you know, my feelings on that, ladies, if you, and it seems to be like a lady thing, although I'm guessing there's some crazy dudes that, you know, if they walked in on their woman, they might, like, why are you watching porn? I mean, I know what I would do if I walked in on my woman watching porn. It's like, oh, yeah, it's on. I'm taking my stuff off. We about to get it in. We can sit down and watch it. Pop some popcorn. Let's get going. Maybe pour some honey on. Rub some chocolate around some areas and get to licking it off. And just saying. That's what I would do. And I'm going to make a suggestion to the ladies. If you walk in on your man watching porn, stroking himself, whatnot, simple suggestion. Suck his dick. If you suck his dick, you will have his full and undivided attention. You might even cause a volcanic reaction that may make him idolize you in the way that he may not have idolized you before. I'm just saying, if you're somebody who don't normally do that, you walk in on your man, don't beat him. I mean, understand that he's watching the porn because, you know, he want to see that visual stimuli is something that y'all can work together on. Just collaborate. Put the fingers together. Put the meeting of the minds and the body. Just watch that porn together and come together as one. I'm saying. Might work. Might be two happy people. Instead of one. Because I guarantee you, whoever's watching the porn, they're going to be happy after they're done. And you can either be part of the solution or part of the problem. You heard my suggestion. I mean, you know, if you're uncomfortable with them watching the porn, just say, hey, let's watch it together. Bam. Problem solved. Now, if they don't want to watch it with you, then there's an issue. But I'm going to take a guess that there's not too many folks that are with somebody that would be like, nah, we can't watch porn together. Just a thought. I'm thinking, and I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again. Well, I'm just thinking that, one, ladies, if you suck his dick while he's watching porn, he will greatly appreciate you. He will see you as a positive messenger for good. You'll be a superhero, and you may not be wearing a cape, but your virtual cape will be long and flowing. I'm just saying. Helpful hints from Smooth Drama, sex therapist. You know, hit me up, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, 347-826-7435. I got you. And anyway, it's speaking of virtual reality, there's a virtual threesomes that are here. They you can Naughty America is released its first naughty scene stream naughty scene that can be streamed from headsets like it's called the Oculus Rift and Samsung Gear VR, and the technology allows you to participate in the menage a trois either as a man or a woman, while porn stars Nikki Benz and Jacqueline Taylor get a rise out of you. So yeah. So yeah, if you're if you want to, you know, watch virtual reality, you want to, you ever wanted to be a guy in the threesome with two porn stars, bam, it's your shot. If you wanted to be the girl in the threesome, bam, that's your shot. Just a thought. I think it's a good thing. I think it would be. But I've been wrong before. Virtual reality. And I guess they said the male and female scenes are available for free over at Naughty America. I don't know what that is, but I'm guessing there are some people who do know. And the company plans to release more in the coming weeks. Eventually, this virtual reality scenes will cost you a subscription at Naughty America, which is about $8 a month for a year-long commitment. So for $96, see, I know my timetable. 12 times 8 is 96. Anyway, you can get virtual reality. Now I know my co-host Ms. Drama would be like, oh, see, they trying to replace women. It's like, I'm guessing there'll be some women who are trying to get involved in this also, having their different fantasies virtually fulfilled. So yeah, a whole year. And I'm guessing that every type of fantasy that you want would be available. And yeah, I'm with fantasies. I'm cool with it. I don't know about the virtual reality fantasy though. Cause I'm like, if you gonna go, get the real one in, and then be done. Hey, I done it. I'm through. I got it in. So when your grandma and grandpa and you're sitting around with your grandkids, they will not know how filthy and nasty your ass was back in the day when you were their age. They'll just think that you're innocent grandma and grandpa. They know that you I'm sorry. yeah. Virtual reality. Fulfill those fantasies. If you want. If not, don't. But I'm guessing Naughty America, I'm going to have to hit them up, see if I can get them on the show. Naughty America, you can go and be all that you can be. Be whoever the hell you want to be, and it'll be all good. But, hey, I do have some good news, though. This is a shout-out to my homies from Moms and Marijuana who have championed marijuana from day one. And we go way back. Oh, shout out to Sarah. I guess research, you know, I love this research. They say research shows that weed can heal broken bones. Now, I was like, here we go. Weed can heal broken bones. Now imagine that. You have weed that can heal broken bones. So I'm like, you already know. They're like, man, I don't need no cast. I just need some weed. As a matter of fact, in this study that was published in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research found that broken bones healed faster and stronger when the patient received the non-psychoactive compound cannabidiol or CBD. They said that we found that CBD alone makes bones stronger during healing, enhancing the maturation of the collagenous matrix, which provides the basis for new mineralization of bone tissue. And it says that after being treated with CBD, the healed bone will be harder to break in the future. And of course, this comes from them administering CBD to a group of rats whose legs they broke. I just want to add that feature. And after 8 weeks, they saw marked improvement in the broken bones. They injected another group of rats with a mixture of CBD and THC, which are marijuana's psychoactive ingredient. And they compared the results, and they concluded that CBD alone was an effective treatment. So there you have it. Weed. I don't know if it's like eat the weed brownies, smoke the weed. If you have a whatchamacallit, you have bones. I mean, they even said that purified forms of cannabis have been tied to better blood sugar control and may help slow the spread of HIV. They also said that a growing body of research suggests CBD may also be effective in reducing inflammation brought on by multiple sclerosis and stopping metastasis in many kinds of aggressive cancer and in killing cancerous cells in people with leukemia. And it's serving as an alternative antipsychotic treatment. Like, we didn't know that already. But, yeah. There you have it. Weed. Marijuana. But I'm going to take the guess that it's the marijuana that's natural. Although I don't know if there's such a thing as natural marijuana anymore. Is Monsanto taking over marijuana yet? I'm guessing they have on the low because it's legal in a lot of places. And so where it's legal, that's where Monsanto is. If you don't know what Monsanto is those people that do that genetically modified GMO foods, seeds, whatnot. And I'm thinking they're genetically modified. Well, we know they're genetically modified weed. It's just not really, really out there. People don't understand that's what it is. But yeah, you can get you some of that. And I don't know if it's going to necessarily help fix your broken bones, but smoke some weed. You broke some, smoke some weed. You're going to have tougher bones. I'm wondering if I'd have smoked some weed when I broke my nose be like, really, would I have like the strongest nose on earth? Never know. Because it's already healed. I'm hurt. And I didn't know that then. Or maybe I would have smoked some weed a long time ago. Not. Anyway, me thinks I need a break. And I'm doing homie love tonight. I do homie love every night, it seems like. This is my homie's HISD, Piano Sunrise. Actually, I am wrong there. She will be back with me on the 4th, August 4th.
Cool, I appreciate it.
No problem. Take care, and thank you for calling in and listening.
You too. Have a good evening, bud.
All right. So, where was I? Yeah, back to Smooth Drama here. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And, you know, I get on my soapbox every now and again because I like to think that I have a worldwide view. And I saw somewhere they were talking about India and open defecation is linked to adverse pregnancy. But, you know, I hear people here in America start talking about, oh, how bad we got it. You know, we living in the hood, we're in the struggle. You know, we in the struggle. You know, dudes selling dope, yeah, we in the middle of the struggle. It's like, yeah, we got cable TV. There's some struggle, but, you know, if there's a place for you to rob where you can get food, you ain't struggling that tough. You got cable. I'm just saying that's not the struggle. Because you can't afford a lot of stuff, I mean, that your oppressors can afford doesn't necessarily mean that you're struggling per se. I mean, what we're talking about, 60% of the people in the rural areas, the tribal women, they have no access to toilets at all. Only 40% who did have one installed, more than half report that they used it a few times a week. And that means that the people who are using, those 60% who are using the restroom out in the open, they are having adverse pregnancies, meaning there's something wrong with the kids, whatnot. You know, because bacterial infections, whatever. You know, stuff that we don't think about, because I know here in America, the majority of the people who are out struggling in the struggle, as you call it, a lot of them are struggling in the struggle because they're drug addicts, whatnot. It's not the actual poverty per se, because there's a lot of money here in America. When you start talking about countries like that where there's nothing to rob and there's no toilet to use because there's no toilet to use, it's a little different. There's a perspective there that, you know, I don't think folks is looking at it properly, especially when we talk about here in the hood, oh, yeah, we're struggling. I mean, for example, Oregon just signed into law a bill that would allow students to go to community college for free immediately after they graduate from high school. Now, I've got a couple opinions on that. Don't have a lot of time to elaborate mine, but I mean, the whole, I'm still waiting on my 40 acres and a mule. And now after I've done community college, can I get a rebate? If they can go for free, can I get a rebate? Just a rebate? You know, can they say up to 6,000 students could benefit in the first year of the program? Each recipient of the program would get a minimum of $1,000 grant to cover tuition, books, supplies, and transportation. And, I mean, that's some beautiful but I'm like, shit, where's mine? I'm being penalized because I was born too early? I can't go to school for free? Man, I'm a little hurt and salty, but at the same time, it's the point. In India, they don't have toilets. here in America, you can go to college for free. They will give you money to go to college for free. So how hard is the struggle here as compared to somewhere else? And you can do some stuff for free. Although a lot of the people who will say, oh, I'm down with the struggle, because they'll look at it like trying to do some stuff for themselves is like sucker's work. I believe that the working man is a sucker. I'm not going to be doing this. I'm not going to be doing that. You go to school for free. I mean, you'd have to move to Oregon, but I'm just saying, why not? I'll take free over nothing. Although I'll take the 40 acres. I don't know if I necessarily want the mule. Like, maybe I'll take like a Yaris. That's like a mule. It's about as fast as a mule. Yaris is a car, you don't know. I'll take one of those. A Veloster. They're about as fast as a mule also. They're saying if I can't get like, I don't want the actual mule, I'll take the cheap car instead and then try to flip that so I can get like half an acre, maybe, and work my way into flipping that into a whole acre. Just a thought. Anyway, it's perspective. We struggling, but are we really struggling? Because if we came together, would we really be struggling? If we pooled some money together, would we really, really be struggling? I mean, because when you see other folks, I mean, and I always hear about, oh, well, they doing this, they doing that, because they're doing it together culturally. We're not. Can't complain about something that you don't support or involve yourself in and get mad at others for doing it, because that's the reality. They are actually doing it together. And if we did it together, I think we'd be all right. Just a thought. You know, when we start talking about the struggle, struggle is only struggle as hard as you make it. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama presentation. And next time y'all hear from me, I'm being Jamaica. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.